We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Will LeBron James join us? Ike. Latest odds to come out. Everybody now jumping on the Lakers bandwagon 2-1. The Rockets 11-5. I don't think that happens. The Cavs and the Sixers 7-2.
So we're even with the Cavs?
Even with the Cavs. A couple weeks ago it was
right.
Well, here's the other thing. Actually, the thing that I saw that was more surprising than the LeBron stuff, because I don't even know how you gauge it. I think he's going to the Lakers now as well. The Sixers have the third best odds. They have the best odds in the Eastern Conference. Go to the finals.
Get back, right. Well, that was assuming that LeBron's coming here, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so how can you have those odds of saying, and then the next odds to come out, or he's not coming here? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Listen, the Sixers, say LeBron goes west. Would you agree that, now the Sixers still have some work to do, like, are you re-signing JJ? What are you doing with Bellinelli and, you know, some of these other areas they need to improve in?
Right.
But if LeBron goes west and you look at the East, Boston and Philly are the top teams in the East, right? Is anybody, even if Toronto gives you a top record, nobody's buying the Raptors.
So here's this is Bovada. When was this sent out? It was Saturday I got it, actually. Bovada, the opening 2019 NBA championship chances. So to win the championship, to odds to win the championship, Golden State's 5-4. The Rockets are next at 4-1. The 76ers are 9-2. So you look at that, it's just behind the Rockets. The Celtics are 6-1. Dude, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it year two. I like the 76ers' chances. I like their future, but they were exposed in that Celtics series. And to give them better odds, is this with LeBron coming here or not LeBron coming here?
Yeah, I think that's with LeBron coming here.
I don't know, man.
I think that's just why they put the odds out now. Like, I think once he decides where he's going, then we'll look at those odds, and I think they'll be different.
All right, here's the quote from the sportsbook manager, Kevin Bradley. We expect the odds to look much different within 6 weeks as LeBron James makes his free agency decision. We're trying to protect the teams that we believe he might go to and give more value to teams we perceive to be out of the running.
Right.
There is value to be had if you think you know where LeBron will end up, as odds will drop drastically after he signs.
Right.
The fact the Lakers are 16-1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, tells you that a lot of people, or at least they think a lot of people, think he's going to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Yeah, I guess it's always been there as a possibility. He has a couple homes out there. You know, the interesting thing to me, and we can find these bins somewhere, Dwayne Wade's quotes on what he thinks LeBron is going to do, I think that was the first time I actually bought into L.A.
Based on what D-Wade was saying?
Based on what D-Wade said.
Because
D-Wade said, he almost said winning the championship, and I could be paraphrasing here, it's not at the top of his list as much as quality of life. His lifestyle.
I believe that.
Is at the top of his list right now.
With the kids.
With the kids, that whole ordeal.
Watching them play ball.
And so in saying that, now you have to weigh the... You have to weigh the situations as, okay, I don't know, living in L.A., living in Philly, living in Cleveland, or living in Houston. Now you're talking about schools. Now you're talking about opportunities, business opportunities that he may have his fingers on or what have you. Because here's the thing that we don't know with LeBron. And I'm not buying he has no idea where he's going. He has an idea where he's going. I'm not buying that nonsense. LeBron doesn't even know where he's going. Yeah, he does. He has an idea. Believe me, he ain't looking at 30 teams. So he's narrowed his list down. His handlers have done the legwork already, and they're going to present him with every question answered that he wants answered. They're going to have all the answers for him, because they, believe me, they've done the legwork on all the teams.
Yeah, already.
This is how smart LeBron is.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's looking for as far as his next stop. So whether it's I want this type of coach, I want this type of gym, I want this type of quality of life, I want these age type of players next to me playing with me. Like, he is giving them a criteria of what to look for. You mean to tell me LeBron James is going to spend the next 3 weeks deciding where he's about to move to for the first time? No.
He's just not ready to say where he's going.
Exactly. So he has an idea of where he wants to go. I'm not telling you he knows exactly where it is, but he has an idea.
Well, Sixers get a meeting, right?
To go. Yeah, I
Sixers
think so.
Get a meeting.
I think so.
They'll fly out to wherever he is.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Cleveland offices.
Brett will go out.
Yep.
Who else goes?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Monty Williams? I don't know.
Doc? Do they try to do something with Dr. J or AI?
You got to roll everybody out there.
Right? Don't send Charles.
Yeah, don't send Charles.
Don't send him. But Doc, you know.
Yeah, roll AI out there with him.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know about rolling AI out there with him. Maybe, yeah, we may not.
Maybe meet him out somewhere, right? Maybe meet him at the club.
I don't know if AI is ready. One wants to go to Cleveland.
No.
AI is probably like, nah, I'm good.
No, or you
Nowhere
have to,
to
do
hang
is,
out.
You have to sneak him in as a bonus because if you can't rely on him making the
right,
trip.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't surprise, want being like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, surprise, we got Allen with us.
Right. That's all I'm saying. But it's exciting to think there's at least – you know that they're going to be in the running.
Yeah, we're legitimately in this thing as far as possible destinations, landing destinations, until he says he's going to X, Y, or Z. And now the Spurs somehow are in this thing. Could Popovich swoop in and sell him on coming to San Antonio?
No.
No?
No.
To play with Kawhi? No?
Here's the problem if he goes to the West.
Mm-hmm.
He may have a better chance to win.
I think he does.
In the East with the Cavs?
I think
or with
the
Lakers?
Way.
With the Lakers?
He can go to the finals with any team he signs with in the East.
Yes, exactly.
But that's not beating the Golden State Warriors.
But
he wants to beat the Golden State Warriors. He needs top 10 talent to top 5 talent next to him.
Yeah,
that's what he needs.
Paul George and LeBron on the Lakers and whatever other.
I agree. It's not enough.
Not enough.
Well, that's the whole thing about whether or not winning is what he ultimately wants to do. Because if he wants to go to the best places don't give him a chance to beat Golden State, you go team up with a couple other All-Stars, right?
Yeah.
You take less money, you go team up with a couple All-Stars.
Did the D-Wade cut?
Yeah, so this is D-Wade. This is on Chris Mannix's Fox Sports radio show talking about how LeBron's decision might play out.
I mean, I don't think it's a basketball thing. I mean, obviously he's shown this year he could get to the finals. You know, no matter what the circumstances are. You know, I don't really think for him the basketball decision of saying, oh, let me go team up with 3 All-Stars. And I think at this point in his life it's more so of a lifestyle thing of, where my family going to be the most comfortable, where I'm going to be the happiest at. Because basketball-wise, he's so great, he can bring along and take along whoever.
Dude, now, I'm telling you, it wasn't until I heard this. Now, this is a source that's his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they hadn't discussed this during the time Dwayne Wade was in Cleveland looking at that dreck with LeBron James before they traded Dwayne Wade? They've discussed this. He has to have somebody he discusses this stuff with that he trusts. And Dwayne Wade is somebody that he can trust to not necessarily put out there what he plans on doing. But this idea of what he's looking for.
He knows his thinking.
He knows what LeBron is thinking. And I mistakenly said winning wasn't important to him. Insert basketball. Meaning Dwayne said, I don't think it's going to be a basketball decision.
He's going to be LeBron
wherever he goes.
He'll just put the team on his back and do it. As long as his hand's okay. I'm worried about permanent damage. Like, how full of crap is he?
What about that?
Come on, man.
Come on, Bron.
On the anniversary of the flu game, Michael Jordan. And he only had 38 points, June 11th, 1997. We'll talk about it a little bit. He had 38 points. Today, 38 points is nothing based on what these guys are.
The possessions, the three-point shot, how prevalent it is. Yeah, you can get 38.
Such a different game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like the fact LeBron came out and he went and put a cast on his hand. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, can't.
So he could wave it in front of the media like, not my fault.
I hadn't criticized him all postseason about anything. Actually praised him. The actually made the mistake and moved him up in my rankings before I moved him back.
You did.
But I will say this. You didn't need that Friday, LeBron, after the game.
It was the most LeBronish thing he's done in a while.
You didn't need that, dog. You everybody knows that you were up against it against Golden State. You didn't need to come out there with a salt cast on your hand after the game.
All right.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
We have phone calls. We appreciate it. We'll get to everybody. 888-729-9494. A great way to get in is the Ike Juice Hotline. With the Bron stuff, with Gabe Kapler. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the Phillies right now. Is it fair to wonder if he's maybe a little bit over his head right now? No managerial experience, Gabe Kapler.
And guess who we might get to hear from tomorrow for the first time in a long time?
Who?
Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett. Because he doesn't have a choice now.
Well, mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Something tells me he's going to say something. 888-729-9494. The Ike Juice Hotline. It will be nice.
That'd be nice.
It will be nice. The Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. You heard the topics. Get a couple same-day Ike Juice calls. 215-625-6586.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.